A girlfriend asked me what was the best time of my life. And I have to admit, I found myself a little stymied. I think it's an interesting question. I'm not sure I can even remember the best times of my life. So I decided to put that question out to everybody, and I wrote a piece about it. Here we go. The best time of your life. We were having a dinner for a friend's birthday. She was turning 70 and looking back at her life with curiosity. What was the best time of your life? She asked us. Ooh, we were quiet. How to answer this question kindly with our spouse at our side? I immediately went for the wild and crazy times. When I moved to New York City, I exclaimed. I was single, worked in a big advertising agency, worked long hours, played long hours, spent every cent I earned. It was great. My friend, my birthday friend, joyously regaled stories of the 70s. She was an only child, so when she finally left home, she really spread her wings, among other things. My husband espoused all of it. Wow, that's a good answer. Was it really true? And her other friend told tales of an international awakening and young love. Oh my, things we never knew. It's an interesting question, the best time of your life. Looking back, I don't readily remember all the times of my life, let alone the good ones. It all just blends together. I need a printed timeline to even consider being able to conjure them up. And how great were they? I continued the questioning. Yesterday, visiting two old friends, I posed it to them. Right now, she said. Wow. She was in a good place in her life and recognized it, which most of us fail to do. The time following the birth of our first child, her husband responded. I went from living an unencumbered couple's life to being a father. I liked it for both of us. We were parents. We recognized what a dramatic change it was and would be, but it was good. Huh. I guess I'll continue to ask and create that timeline for myself. What has been the best time of your life? A great question. If only I could remember.